Jane's gonna come over tomorrow and help. Jeffrey said she got it, it's like, I need help. Because last year, remember, we tried to throw it together after, and that didn't work, so I wanna have it set up. So he was like, yeah, that's no problem, so she'll be over here at eight, between 8 and 8:30, to help set stuff up. That way we can literally walk out and have the reception.
The Rules and Ethics Committee is called to work. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Next item on the agenda is a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and the beautiful rain that you brought us. As we go about the work of the Osage Congress, give us kind hearts, strong minds to do the will of the people. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lots of minutes.
Ten.
What y'all did this morning in rules, we approved minutes.
She said, we sent these to you last night, so hopefully you all read them all.
Oh, I did.
Clearly.
I didn't even check my email last night.
They were, yeah. So anyway, the first set of minutes is from September 26th.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 26th.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Next is minutes from September 27th, 2016. Walk down memory lane, isn't it?
I was like, oh yes, the artisans. What happened to the artisans? Wonder how that's going.
I need to do this more often.
There's a 6,100. Yep. Excellent piece of legislation. And then aligned.
6,170.
Yeah, see? Okay. That is passed into law.
Yeah. Where do I...
1610.
Where do I come back in? Right. Because this has got... I've made a motion to report.
You'll get a committee substitute.
Unless that's wrong. Okay. Okay. On page 3.
Do what? And I'm sorry.
Okay, so it says I'm absent. I don't see where I came back in.
Well, it says we recessed. On page 2, at the bottom of page 2, it says we recessed, we reconvened, and all members of the committee were present.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes for September 27th.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Madam Chairman, excuse me.
Sure.
90 seconds.
Next is September 28th.
Well, now when do we... when do we pick Archie up and lose Angela on this? I guess down the line.
Yeah. After she's elected.
Okay. So, see, that doesn't make any sense to me, because we
I don't think he came on until
I think she withdrew.
November 30th.
Okay.
She stayed on for the show.
Well, that was just crazy ever. Being the speaker and being on all those committees. Motion to report the minutes, or to approve the minutes for September 28th.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
September 29th.
Here's that statute. To approve the minutes for September 29th.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. September 30th.
Ooh, this is quick. Motion to approve the minutes for September 30th.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? October 4th.
Oh, here's this. Yes, this is a walk down memory lane. I'm going to save this one. So that when we have people coming in wanting to get up there for donations, and we're like, you remember this?
Yep.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't know I was going to cause this problem.
For tomorrow, then there's going to be a health meeting that overlaps a reception.
I think Angela's going to throw that out, though. She can as speaker.
Well, she should.
Yeah, she should. It is a huge deal. The Pinkman family is so excited. So excited.
Well, and but guess who's always bugging the system? Can't set his meetings on time.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here because Marshall was pushing for that meeting to be set. He called, told RJ, we need to have a meeting on this. And I told him before he ever called RJ. RJ knows he needs to set meetings. I already had that discussion with him.
But RJ's known that for 4 years and he keeps seeming to forget. Well, can't set him ahead of time.
Well, I also have to say he only has two pieces of legislation that wouldn't have made much sense to have.
I disagree.
10 meetings.
There's stuff that comes in and stuff to do.
Even with two, I would have at least said six.
We spent our first day in education going over financials and found some pretty weird stuff. So everybody could have done, every committee should be doing that.
We didn't have any support on those rules. his room in it. Look at Shane just sat over there and stayed in our case and didn't do a very good job lawyering that day.
Oh, you can't fix stupid. So you don't run any legislation and you don't have to get any other people organized and you don't have to turn things in, then sure, we'll just sit around and wait for something to happen or not.
Okay, motion to approve the minutes for October 4th.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Congressman Mason, you've joined the group on this page.
November 30th.
Must be when you joined us.
That is approval of minutes.
It is my pleasure to be here.
Oh, here's some more rules amendments. Okay, so it's got to either be each member of Congress. I don't think it's each members of Congress on page one.
Okay.
Each member of Congress.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I wonder how many times we're going to change the commercial property law.
Question.
Yes.
Correction. First sentence, meeting was called over by Chair Shannon Edwards and four or five dances. Chair Angela Pratt declared a quorum presence.
Wow. Good spot, aren't you?
To report the minutes for December 6th as needed.
Second.
Approved.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? December 27th.
Same thing on page one for December 27th. We've got Angela's chair. And we've got Angela giving the prayer, which maybe she did. Yeah, I can't remember in December if she did or not. She might have just been sitting there and hanging out with us because Shannon was gone.
Right.
Yes, that's what happened.
That is.
I agree.
Very possible.
Who's vice chair of this committee?
Me.
Archie. Okay. Archie. I guess if I agreed, I would have saw that. Sorry about that. I'm sorry, I missed this one.
Oh, it was a good one.
I'm sure. 2 days and after Christmas.
Very last sentence on the second page.
did you
Chairman see Edwards a joke adjourned.
Yep, now there's a walk down memory lane. There's lots of time.
Motion to approve the minutes for December 27th as amended.
Second.
January 7th, 2017. January 27th, 2017.
Do we have to vote on
it? Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Okay, a month later, here we are again.
They're all a month later.
Archie, Abley.
Hello. Good morning.
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 Motion to approve the minutes for January 27th.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All right, let's see, really, except 27. All right. Mm-hmm. February 27th. that's a special session once a month.
December, January, February, and then March. Start on the 27th.
Uh-huh. Once a month. And look what it's for. It's a huge waste of time. So we've got a greenhouse at Bird Creek Farms. How did we pay for the greenhouse up at the senior housing?
Motion to approve minutes for February 27th.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is engrossment. We have no engrossment.
Yes, do we?
I'm sorry, but you have one engrossment.
Amendments on this. I'm going to have to get a pair of readers, I think. Let's just break down and do it. And I have 20/20 vision, so I don't understand it, but.
It's called age.
It's called age.
How old are you?
I'm turning 43.
You made it longer. I usually tell you that 40 is the bewitching age. Okay, it's due pass as a committee substitute.
Yes.
Then there is one, there should be one amendment. Ron Shaw's scribble.
I know. I don't know how you all made that rule. I don't even know how she read it out. Because I was like, is this yours? Whose is this?
It is the intent of the Osage Nation Congress that the construction of such sweat lodge and its implementation.
Okay, what line are you on?
Line 41.
Okay, that the Osage Nation Congress hereby expresses its support for the establishment and use of culturally relevant Native American customs to include a properly constructed and supervised sweat lodge for the benefit of the Native American patients served by the Primary Residential Treatment PRT Center.
It's the next sentence I'm reading.
It is the intent of the Osage Nation. The intent of the Osage Nation Congress that the construction of such sweat lodge and its implementation within the treatment curriculum of the PRT take place within 45 days.
Within the next 45 days.
Within. This has got to take place within 45 days.
Yeah, it needs the next. You want to mark it? Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is go to rules, and the rule that we're looking at is,
should we go get the rules? And
sure.
Back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yes, you can go get your rules. For legislative records. Oh.
morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Disappearing for a sec. What the heck? Did you bring your core? I'll tackle it like the old days.
Anna?
Yes?
This is the rules. These are the last we have, that day of December.
Yes. Looking for Monday and she's gone.
Another question, kind of off the, not on the table. Are you still interested in visiting up in Nebraska to see what, well, I'll pursue that. I found my notes and stuff from the last time.
Did he get it?
Yes. Yes. And I'm trying to get a committee report, but my computer's acting stupid.
All right. It has changed.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else?
Nope.
Chair, do you have any motion?
Motion to report out. ONCR 1643 to Congress is properly addressed.
Second.
Just remember that it's just a resolution, folks.
Just a mere suggestion. I guess. We don't know for sure. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion passes. All right.
That's the one you're going to initial, and I'm going to get your report.
Okay.
I have my computer.
Next item on the agenda is proposed rule changes. I handed you page 51 of our rules, which refers to legislative records. And we discussed in Congress that we would include a requirement that the journal include.
So what line are we looking at?
Well, I'm thinking that it might just be at the beginning, number 9. I think we should define legislative. At first I thought, well, we should define legislative records. Official legislative records of the Osage Nation Congress are the journal. Any correspondence that is received and has a congressional stamp.
Congressional stamp and communication number.
Okay. Correspondence. Documentation. That has a congressional.
I'd say and or number, because there's some things that may not have a number, like legislation doesn't get a number, or communications do, but.
What kind of step do we have to define that clearly? Clerk stamp?
Congressional clerk stamp. And/or communication number. I shouldn't say correspondence, I should just say documentation. Congressional stamp and/or communication. Congressional clerk stamp and/or documentation that has a congressional that contains documentation with a congressional stamp and/or communication number, congressional clerk stamp and/or communication number. Okay.
I feel like we talked about this in the other day on the floor, and have, we should report this out and try to get it voted on.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. What other official documentation, what other official legislative records do we have?
OPR stuff.
That comes in the form of communication, so it's, I mean, anything that we receive from other entities.
Bills.
But then you have your bills that are filed and amendments that are filed for those bills.
File.
All of those are, they don't have a number, but they have a stamp on them.
Filed bills, resolutions.
And it's going to be part of the minutes?
No. I'm looking at legislative records. We don't ever define.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Well, I am. I'm saying first we should define what legislative records are, and then we should say.
Okay.
And then minutes. Approved minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just say other documents. Made. Mm-hmm. Official by vote of the Congress. So, the official records, official legislative records include, one, the Congressional Journal with any attachments thereto, two, documentation with a congressional clerk stamp and or communication number, three, filed bills, resolutions, committee substitutes, and filed amendments. Four, approved minutes. Five, other documentations made official by the vote of Congress.
Question.
Yes.
The title of the clerk, you said congressional clerk, and other places it says office of the clerk of the Congress, or office of the clerk, see what you mean. Office of the clerk. Congressional clerk.
Okay, so you want to say office
just,
of the clerk.
I don't know,
stamp.
I'm just
that's
saying,
fine.
You know,
office of the clerk stamp.
That's true, see, that's.
This is the office of the clerk stamp.
Or clerk of the.
What's the
clerk of Congress?
It says clerk of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clerk of Congress stamp.
Okay. Okay.
And so then. Okay, so then two can be
sign this real quick.
called the message, the chief's message?
Executive message.
And then it's the speaker's
legislative.
Legislative message.
And
I lost my minutes while I got on my computer.
And then what do you call the closing, what do you call the closing remarks of the speaker's report?
Speaker's closing report.
Executive message remarks or executive message or executive remarks?
Number three, do we have
message.
Do we have, Chairman, a digital device suitable for archival purposes?
Digital device suitable for archival purposes? We do not hear, but supposedly archives does.
But our rules say shall be compiled and stored on a digital device suitable for. Doesn't say where it does. Okay. Number five, is it all Congress staff or all congressional staff?
I think it should say congressional.
All right, so one, official legislative records shall include, or just include, A, the congressional journal with any attachments thereto, B, documentation with a clerk of Congress stamp and or communication number, C, filed bills, resolutions, committee substitutes, and any filed amendments thereto. D, committee reports. E, approved minutes. F, other documentation made official by vote of the Congress. Number two, the Congressional Journal shall include as an attachment all executive messages, legislative messages, and the speaker's closing report presented at each congressional session. Three, records that are required to be created by these rules that are of vital, permanent, and archival value shall be maintained in the office of the clerk, whenever necessary, but no more often than annually, or less often than biannually. Records required to be maintained shall be archived. Is that happening?
Records.
No more often than annually, so every year, but no less often than every other year.
Yes, we are archiving. There's been stuff that has not been archived since the inception of Congress, and we are in the process of archiving to where we have 3 years on the premises, and we will archive the rest, send the rest of it to archives.
Other records that are no longer needed for any purpose and that do not have sufficient administrative, legal, or fiscal significance to warrant their retention shall be disposed of. A digital recording shall be made of each day's session by the clerk, which shall be compiled and stored on a digital device suitable for archival purpose. So what are you saying? You don't just send notes to them and they don't just archive them? They do something else?
We have to give them, when we box up our stuff that we're sending to them, we have to list it and list everything that's in that box. And then they go through and double check it to make sure that
Talk about the session.
Everything's there.
Digital recording made of each day's session.
We have digital recordings of all the sessions, and all we have to do is send that to them.
Okay. The committee staff assigned to each existing committee shall ensure compliance with this rule for all records are created or received by the committee. All congressional staff and the speaker shall ensure compliance with this rule for all records created. Wow, speaker, big old job. Anything else that needs to be in here about records?
The only question I have is, as we go through the communications and prepare those to send to archives, we have, somewhere it states that confidential documents and non-confidential documents are to be stored separately. How do you feel about sending confidential documents to archives?
Just because they're confidential doesn't mean at some point they can't be retrieved.
I mean, I believe that they have policies in place for confidential documents because they have records of employees and things like that, and clients' information and stuff like that that is sent to archives on a regular basis.
Maybe we should put something in here about
I mean, I just need to know from you guys what, if any, difference needs to be made before I start sending communications over there.
About labeled, are they labeled?
They are labeled.
What? You said they must have a policy. Are we for sure they have a policy regarding confidential records?
I haven't seen actually seen the policy. I have talked to Mary about their records, and they have to go through a confidentiality training. So I'm assuming their policies are going to cover that, and I can get clarification on that. Like I said, with all the documents that they have there, because even when I was at childcare, we would send client information, and they would have social security numbers and things like that that are obviously confidential and have to be treated as such until they are shredded. But you have to maintain them for a certain length of time for your funding agency.
Okay, don't you think OFPR reports should also be considered legislative records?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about what do you call the thing that Eli makes? The
fiscal analysis.
Fiscal analysis, yes. Thank you. Okay. Can anybody think of anything else? Now we have congressional journal with any attachments.
Do we need to single out the audit reports that we get? I mean, that's from OFPR, but they're not the ones giving it, and it doesn't come directly from them. Does that make any sense? You know, when we have the audit person come up here and whoever that is, and I mean, it's a part of OFPR.
I thought it was part of the nation's. The treasurer kept track of that.
Well, he always comes up with Kelly, whoever it is. I mean,
are you talking about the official audit of the nation?
Yeah, that gets presented to us.
I know, but I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's all
good. Yeah,
that's
that is.
Something.
Executive.
The membership, how about the membership role? That's an official record of Congress, because Congress has to maintain it. I'm going to set up. Okay.
Okay, question. That last sentence about the membership, somewhere in the rules, since we have a membership, the whole thing over here in Congress. I guess my question is, since I sit on that committee, it may not be next time, whoever's on it, and whoever's over the membership, we need to know what that process is. Because it's in our rules and they know over there to keep the records here or something like that. Somewhere we might need to beef up the membership paragraph or something.
Okay, so here's what we have. As official legislative records include A, membership roll, B, journal with any attachments thereto, C, documentation with a stamp or communication number with a clerk of Congress stamp or communication number. Maybe I should move C to file bills, resolutions, committee substitutes, and any amendments thereto. D, documentation with a clerk of Congress stamp and or communication number. E, committee minutes. No, committee reports. F, approved meeting minutes. G, OFPR reports. H, fiscal analysis reports. I, any other document made official by vote of Congress. Congressional 2, the Congressional Journal shall include as an attachment all executive messages, legislative messages, and the Speaker's closing report presented at each congressional session. And then 3 is record number 1 became 3. Number 4 is confidential documents shall be labeled as such and shall be maintained, disseminated, and archived in accordance with legislative policy and procedure. And 5 is archiving, and then 3 turns to 6.
I don't know how you're keeping
4 turns to 7. She's not.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm not. I'm so watching her and I'm thinking, okay.
Arrows and scribbles and move steps to the top.
Any paper?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We think you can add one more thing on there.
Can y'all vote on that, or do you need for me to write it down?
No, because I've been listening, so I'm fine.
Archie?
I'm fine with it.
So what are we doing? Striking?
I got it right here.
Lines 10?
Nope.
Okay.
We're just adding.
You're just adding and renumbering.
Mm-hmm. What line is that right there?
I'd say 10.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. Chair would entertain a motion to adopt the amendments to rule number 8.4.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor? Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We'll get a report. You guys can look for it, and I'll present today at the meeting. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, we are in adjournment.